This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger in the November national election, former Vice President Joe Biden, focused Monday on the historic destructive wildfires on the West Coast. Mr. Trump, who has stayed mostly silent about the widespread devastation in the three solidly Democratic states of California, Oregon, and Washington, is visiting California for a briefing on the wildfires from Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, a vocal critic of the president. Mr. Trump is also visiting McClellan Park near the state capital of Sacramento for more discussions with local and federal officials about the blazes that have killed at least 35 people and destroyed more than a million hectares of land. The president, who's often questioned the science of climate change, has blamed poor forest management for the spread of the fires and their intensity. His visit to hard-hit California, where polls show he faces sharp opposition, gives him a chance to offer sympathy for the victims of the fires and emphasize the federal firefighting assistance he has approved. Meanwhile, Mr. Biden has delivered a speech in his home state of Delaware criticizing the Trump presidency for not providing enough federal assistance to fight the fires and ignoring the increase in global temperatures that scientists say has helped fuel the blazes. Climate change is a centerpiece of the Biden campaign, while early in his presidency, Mr. Trump withdrew the United States from the International Paris Climate Change Pact. Hurricane Sally is closing in on the Louisiana-Mississippi coast with rapidly strengthening winds of at least 145 kilometers per hour and the potential for as much as 60 centimeters of rain. It is one of five storms lined up as if on a conveyor belt across the Atlantic Ocean. Sally's expected to reach Louisiana's southeastern tip around daybreak Tuesday. VOA News.